Hi everyone and welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy Podcast. This week's episode, we have kept it quite consistent so far and I'm really happy about that, that we are getting out podcasts every week. But the thing is, I usually put out the podcast on Tuesdays, and this Tuesday I was supposed to put a podcast which I recorded a couple of weeks ago, which was about the Two Popes, the movie on Netflix. It was kind of small movie study or a film study about sound design, direction, and the script, and the way they have used the shots and cinematography in the video, in the movie, to give out messages. And I recorded that podcast out of excitement of watching that movie and realizing all these things, and I also made a lot of notes while watching the movie. And yesterday I sat down with the episode, started to edit it so that I can put it today on Tuesday, and I kind of felt that the content was really nice. Everything, like, there was like, the content was very helpful and very exciting and very interesting, but at the same time it could not fit into the kind of mood we are trying to set on the channel, like the creativity and the design and also the music to come and everything. It couldn't feel much coherent through my gut feelings, though it wouldn't have mattered if I would have just put it out there. But I felt that, I don't feel comfortable to edit it and put it out there, and that's why I did not. And that's why we did not have the podcast for this week, because I'm trying to set a tone where I'm making a podcast with a guest, and then there is one podcast with me, and then the next week again with the guest, and then again with me. So it's like an alternate week schedule I'm trying to have, and I already got a lot of nice guests on the channel which will be coming out in coming weeks. But then I was not having any podcast to put today, so I decided not to put anything on Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, actually. I'm shooting this new podcast. I pulled out the topics which I wanted to discuss with you guys on this podcast, and the first topic which popped up was about the morning routine, or kind of routine I'm having this year, and kind of resolution which I am carrying out. So then I thought, like, let's record this podcast and put it out there, and I'm recording now, and hopefully on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, which is today for you if you're listening to the podcast right away after the premiere or the release, this podcast will be coming out. So the thing is, I do not go to a specific place to work at. I do not have a fixed schedule, and most of the times the things which I'm working on require a lot of creativity, a lot of creative thinking, a lot of fresh perspectives on things. And when you do not have some sort of a disciplined routine or disciplined schedule, or no authority is pushing you to do anything, and you are doing everything by yourself, you really have to have this good spirit, to have that amazing positive attitude in order to get things done. And one thing I realized while going through this journey for last 5-6 months is that the way you start your day, the way you begin your day, has an important role to play in order to how the things gonna be for you throughout the day and how you're gonna get things done. And also to have that this sense of positivity in the morning so that you can face the world or face your work or whatever in a really nice spirit. So that's why I wanted to do a resolution to have this fixed morning routine which I can carry out and keep myself really sane and amazing. So I started to do that. But one thing I did is, like, I did not wait for the 1st of January to begin the schedule. So I started to do my morning routine at the like mid or beginning of December, so that by the time January was here, I was quite comfortable with it, and I already was in the zone to do it and carry forward. So it was quite fun. But one thing which I did at the beginning of this year was I started to note down everything I do in the day, and I started to put down all the calendar entries of everything I'm doing. So now I've kind of got this overview about when I'm productive, what kind of things I did this week, or what kind of things I did the week a week before, yeah, this week. And then I kind of see, like, what kind of activities are fun for me, or what kind of things I am doing for more time, or if I'm sleeping for more time, or if I'm sleeping for less time. And you can really get kind of this overview on your schedule and things you have done. So that's kind of helping me, and that I've done from the beginning of this year. So in this episode, I'm gonna tell you my morning routine, how I'm starting my day, what are the activities I'm doing, and what has been the impact of these activities on my life and my mood and my working conditions. And I hope you find some sort of value through it. And if you have your own morning routine, or if you have any other routine you follow throughout your day or a week, or some kind of rituals you go through, please write them down in the comment section. I would really like to discuss it with you guys and develop the whole discussion around routine and everything. So let's go and talk about my morning routine of 2020. Let's go. Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast. So before I start with the first activity which I do after getting up, I'm going to tell you what is very important which I've realized. I started to read this book about sleeping, which was suggested by Bill Gates, like the top 5 books you should read while beginning 2020. I forgot the name of the book. I think it was Why You Should Sleep. And I started to like listen to it on my audiobook. I haven't finished it, but in the beginning only they are mentioning that 8 hours of sleep is very important for our growth. And it's not only about resting your muscles and resting your body, it's also about developing the thoughts and everything. Like your brain needs time to process a lot of things which it is doing throughout the day. So sleeping is not merely waste of time or just relaxing, it's also kind of value adding to your well-being. So that I heard through the book, and I started to practice it. So before I start the morning, the one thing which I'm trying to implement in my life right now is to sleep for 8 hours, and then I get up and I start my morning routine. So the first thing I do after getting up is I drink a glass of water or two. That's how I start my day. It also kind of wakes you up a little bit. And then I go to the washroom or anything, or do all those things which I'm not going to mention here. But then I prepare my first cup of coffee. So this coffee ritual has been in my life for now 1 year exactly. I started in January 2019 to prepare my own pour over coffee or my AeroPress coffee, which I'm not going to go deep into. But basically, it's a coffee making process which takes like 5 to 6 minutes, where you have to boil the water. If you have a hand grinder, then you grind the beans, and then you must have seen a couple of videos where I'm doing that. And I do that because it's a very, very like a soothing ritual with a nice aroma of coffee, and it has kind of like a meditative approach towards it. So yeah, pour the water over and the coffee, and then I smell the coffee, drink the first cup of coffee, and that's how I begin my day. And I love coffee a lot, I do not drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day. And that has been kind of a discipline which I'm trying to follow, because too much coffee is also not good for your body. Also, drinking coffee late in the evening is not recommended, because then your sleeping things all get messed up, again from the same book of sleeping. So I do that, and then for last couple of months I'm sitting down for 10 minutes of meditation. So basically I used to use Headspace, the meditation app. For 6 months I did around like 98 meditation sessions throughout those months, and now I'm doing meditation by myself, self-guided meditation, let's call it. And I sit down to have the sense of timing. I don't know how to do it. I didn't want to put an alarm and then like shock myself while meditating. So I started to put on this meditational playlist on Spotify. I usually go for like the Tibetan bowls, like the sound of bells and everything, which are more natural, not very artificial. And then I put the headphones on, and I keep the volume at very low volume range, and then I do meditation. And I use this feature in the Apple where you can turn off the sound or any app at some point of timer. So I set up a 10-minute timer, and I select the option where you can turn off the music at the end of 10 minutes instead of alarm going off. So I do that, and then 10 minutes of meditation. I'm learning. I wouldn't say my meditation is on point. I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to develop the technique, and I'm trying to also get myself very comfortable doing that, because there are so many thoughts which come into your head. You need to really kind of curate them and not go behind thinking in the meditation. So I'm really learning the whole thing about meditation, and Rohan has helped me a lot. I did a call with him last month to understand what I should do while meditating, what sorts of exercises I should do. So it's a really nice way to start your day. So I meditate for 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, I start reading a book. So before we go into the book, the meditation is like I'm doing it for 10 minutes for now. I'm thinking of increasing it by a minute or two, or maybe 5 minutes every month. So I would like to go at least for 25 to 30 minutes, maybe not more than that, depending on the schedule I have in future months. But I would like to increase the time of meditation, because I think it's a good activity, because I've seen people doing it for 1 hour every day and stuff, which really needs a lot of practice. So step by step, we'll get there. So then I read one chapter of a book. The book I was reading till now, it's on my table. It's My Gita by Devdatta Patnaik. I already had put a story about it on Instagram. So this My Gita book is amazing. It's like I think it's interpretation of Devdatta Patnaik about Gita, the Gita from the Indian mythology. So in this book, he has jot down really nicely the concepts which were written in Gita, which are more understandable in today's context. And every chapter, it's quite deep, has a lot of concepts. So that's why I don't rush into it. That's why I can't read it as a novel by just sitting and just keep on reading it. I think one chapter is more than sufficient to really grasp what concepts are there inside that chapter. So I read one chapter, which takes about 10-15 minutes, and it gives you really nice perspective about life in general. So now that I have finished My Gita, I am thinking of taking the other book, which was about Mahabharata. I forgot the name of the book, but it was again by Devdatta Patnaik. Maybe I can do the same exercise with that book. Now that My Gita book I have finished already. So I read one chapter, which makes me quite hopeful, which gives me a lot of ideas about things, which gives a different perspective about things which are happening around us. And it also kind of has this zoom out approach, at the same time zooming in inside you and thinking about really the things which mean more than the things which we have created through our imagination. For example, money and all the race everybody is following every day. Race as in the going behind things kind of race. So that exercise is super helpful. So I get up, I drink water, I drink coffee, like I make coffee, I drink coffee, then I do meditation for 10 minutes, then I read My Gita, and then the next thing I do is journaling. So journaling is basically, I do not have like the fixed kind of journal where you answer a couple of questions. Like I think Benjamin Franklin used to do is like the first journal in the morning he used to write, he used to ask himself is like what good I will do today or something. And then he used to write also at night before sleeping, what good did I do today? I'm not doing such exercises with fixed questions. I'm more like reflecting on my thoughts. So sometimes I'm also have this section called baggage from yesterday, where if I had some thoughts from yesterday or something happened yesterday, I reflect on it. And when you reflect on it in a way that you write the stuff down, because you're thinking it, you're writing it, you're reading it, you kind of get clarity over stuff which is happening. Then I also sometimes write down the things I like to do, then things which sometimes worry me. So when the things are worrying you, if you again write it down, it gives you really good perspective and clears your mind. You then get clarity over topic and you get clarity over different things. So that kind of exercise I do. And journaling, I also sometimes do it more than once in a day. So sometimes there are too many thoughts going on in my head, so I just simply stop and start writing about them. And it's a good exercise, and I've been doing it for last 2 to 3 months now, and I think it's a really nice way to reflect on your thoughts and really get clarity over things which are happening, or the things you should do, or you did. So these are the things I do. Let me just check the notebook here if I missed any, because I had written down yesterday. So 8 hours sleep, we did set up, drink water, prepare coffee, meditation, read Gita, journaling, done. Yes. And then the thing which is important to mention here is the no phone policy. So because Apple has this screen time feature, and I think Android also has a similar feature where you can set a timeline where my phone, my timeline is basically from 12 a.m. like the midnight to 10 in the morning. I have turned off all the notification and all the apps. So basically when I get up, I just turn off the alarm, but I don't really go and see any of the apps. I don't open WhatsApp, I don't open Instagram, I don't open Facebook, or I don't open any of the apps because they are not accessible. If I click on them, then it will ask me a couple of questions more if I really want to open it or something. But basically you don't see any notifications. Everything is kind of locked. And I think that is one of the nicest habits I'm trying to get into this year, is not to touch your phone at least for an hour or two when you get up. Basically this screen time keeps me away from the phone, and at 10 it starts again, but I usually get up at 8 or 9. So for first couple of hours I do not touch my phone except for listening to Spotify, because I've given access to Spotify during this lock period, but other apps don't work. So that's a really good thing, because you get up and then you just dive into this pool or the ocean of random information and random pictures and everything, and it's very difficult to get out. Then you just keep scrolling stories in the morning, and especially when you have context like me where you don't have to go to work, and then you just keep scrolling and go through things one after another, and then you just realize like you lost a couple of hours just doing that, and in the end of that you don't even get a good sense of being, because you are just confused, and you just basically start your day later, and you just waste your time and fill your brain with a lot of information which is actually not required in the morning. So I try to stay away from the phone, and I think that's a good habit. That's basically what my morning routine is right now. I might modify it as we go ahead. If I do that, I'll just quickly mention it in my podcast or something like that. But it's a good thing to begin your day on a positive note, because this whole exercise or whole activities kind of gives me really nice perspective and good mood to begin my day, and it has been very impactful. Let's say for last 20 to 30 days I have done it for sure. Before that I was doing it on and off. As I said, I wanted to ease into it, and now I'm doing it like very strictly every day. There are some times when I'm modifying the activities, like today actually I did not write the journal because I did not feel like that. Means I might write journal before sleeping, and doing all this really keeps my brain fresh and very creative to do things which I'm doing, like making videos, making music, doing design stuff. So it really helps and adds value to it, and having a really good sense of being and really good mindset has a lot to do with what I can achieve through the day, or what I can do, or what I can plan to do. So there are also a lot of videos out there on YouTube where you can see morning routines of different people or different takes on morning routines, and I really enjoy watching those videos. And that's all from this podcast, people. I hope you found some sort of value through it, and that being said, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is very important. Start your day positively and have a lot of fun throughout, and I will catch you in the next video. Till then, ciao, ciao.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.